Boy, I love that song. Let's just listen to that song. Can we, Richard? I know. Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View, in so much as I just returned from a trip to Southeast Asia. That was part of the reason I chose that song, as well as the other songs that will follow that appear to be a little bit happy to be back in America type of theme. So I hope you like our music. We vary it considerably every week, except for the first two songs and my regular theme song. It is time for Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams. As a reminder, you can reach me at bruce@brucesallan.com. That's Bruce and Sallan, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in Sams. Pastor Drew Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 5 years, and he's also pursuing doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. Pastor Drew and his wife Erica live in Westlake Village, California. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Thanks again for having me. Boy, that song took me back to my childhood.
Did you? What do you remember that song from?
Well, there was a movie. It came out in the 80s. It was Empire of the Sun.
Very good.
Steven Spielberg, I think.
You win. That's where I first heard it.
Oh, what a movie. Gosh, I haven't seen that in a long time.
That song is haunting. And if you really want to find a great version of it, Charlotte Church, the young phenom, she did it when she was like 15 years old, accompanied with just a harp. And it's quite powerful to see this young teenage girl sing this unbelievable song. With just harp accompaniment. Wow.
That's amazing. You know, you've got a song that originally didn't have its context in that movie, but now people remember it from that movie. It's interesting how, I know the topic today is technology, but how something like a film can kind of sear a sound or a song into people's minds for generations.
Well, I think that's totally on topic, I don't mind, in fact, for that matter, veering from topic. But I find every generation has its music that it stays attached to, no matter how old they get. So certain songs I hear from the '60s will just bring me back to a certain place and time or a certain person.
Oh, it's true,
and it's true for every generation. The other day, my younger son wanted to play me some of his favorite songs, and in fact, it inspired a column that I'll be writing about music for every generation and how it changes. And he played me about five or six songs, and to my shock, I liked every one. To my unshock or lack of surprise, I didn't know a single one or know a single artist when I said, oh, who sang that? Every song and every artist was unknown to me. But I really actually enjoyed him. Fortunately, none of it was rap because I just don't appreciate rap. I'm not sure I ever will. But he turned to me at one point. He says, will I be listening to these songs when I'm as old as you, Dad, and sing and know every lyric the way you do to like old Beatles songs? And I said to him, you bet you will. Because he just thought, what a bizarre idea that 30 years from now he would remember the lyrics to a song that he loves at 14 years old. But that's what happens.
That's great. That's great.
I often think of my brain as a hard drive, and at this point in my life, my hard drive is full, which is part of the reason I can't remember what I ate for breakfast or anything else. It frustrates me because I really would like to delete all the lyrics of all the songs that I do happen to remember, just so I could remember someone's name when I'm introduced to them.
Yeah, you need to create some more space on your hard drive.
I know.
That.
It's not that simple, unfortunately.
No, it's not.
So, bursts of expression. You deal with kids all the time. What say you, and if you have any biblical ideas, by all means, bring them in. And if not, let's just talk as we always do.
Yeah, great phrase. I'm going to borrow that, I think, this week.
Good.
Bursts of expression. I think it's so true because with the technology
mine. I stole it from a reader.
Nice. I like that. but it is. I think it describes so well just how we communicate, whether it's text or instant message or Facebook or Twitter posts. It was interesting. I was even reading this morning about the events going on right now in Libya.
Mm-hmm.
And they, I guess, were able to send out, the government did it, the government sent out text messages to all their citizens, kind of convincing them that everything was okay, go back in the streets, and then the protesters were sending different text messages. So here you've got on the other side of the world, texting has become the dominant way of communication in that war zone.
Well, not only that, from what I understand, the internet, videos, smartphones, all of that have contributed mightily to all that unrest. And whether you consider it good or bad, I think the downfall of in Egypt and the change of hands and the ultimate downfall of Gaddafi in Libya and the other things going on probably wouldn't be happening near as fast without this technology.
Yeah, it's so true. And you, like you said, whether you think it's good or bad, it is. It's the world we're living in. And when you think about those bursts of expression, that phrase that you use in your column, I see that all the time with the students I work with. I think this, and you know, I say generation, and I know that even over the break we were talking about how generation limits, you know, when does a generation start and end, and how it's getting smaller and smaller in terms mm-hmm. of the age range of generational differences. But what I notice with the students that I work with is that they're very good at connecting and staying connected, but they're not very good at embracing one another. And I think that those two words, connection and embracing, are two ends of a spectrum. And I think that, that these students that I interact with are very good at connecting. They know what's going on. They can tell you what so-and-so did last night. They see photos from an event. But in terms of truly getting to know somebody and to embrace them, and I think that's what we're called to do as humans, to really embrace others, not just connect.
I think that's a really interesting and wise observation. And just to be clear to our listeners, I know, and I think most people know, when you say embrace, you mean it figuratively, not literally.
Yes, yeah.
Though there's nothing wrong with a physical embrace either, for that matter.
Yeah, and I do mean it, and I'm glad you clarified that, because I think that with bursts of expression, often we self-select what we want to express to the other, mm-hmm. whether it's a post on Twitter or Facebook or a text. And in some ways, we present the best part of ourselves, or we think. But then I think on the inside, we wonder, gosh, if they really knew who I was, I wonder if they would truly embrace me, in the sense of, would they accept me? Would they still be my friend if they knew all about me?
Not to mention that the amount of the ability, which is what you implied, to put on a different face, literally and figuratively, through these bursts of expression or Twitter or Facebook, inhibits the ability for one another to know each other well.
Very true.
So very, very good points. We are actually down to our last minute, so I will turn that minute over to you with any last words you'd like to offer our listeners.
Well, I like what you said in your column about, as parents, being able to identify the type of technology that your kids are using. And I would say, even ask the question, okay, it seems like maybe they're connected. How good are they at really being able to open up with one or two friends, or a coach or a mentor or a leader of some kind, or even as parents? And I think to maybe take some time. I know you've talked about with your family where the technology goes off for just a little bit, so you can have those, not just bursts of expression, but some sustained lengths of expression.
When you're referring, of course, to our Friday night dinners.
Yeah, so good.
I thank you for that reminder. As we are out of time, Pastor Drew, again, give us your new website, which you need to email me so I put it up instead of your old one on my website where I list all the radio show information.
Yeah, I'll email you that now, and it's wewillsinganewsong.com.
Okay, once again, we will sing a new song, I assume all one word.
All one word, yes.
.com. Great to talk to you. I am glad you are not sick like Wayne was today, and continue to feel well, and I'll look forward to talking with you next week.
And you as well. Take care.
Okay, bye, Pastor Drew. It's time for another break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen or email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. This is the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View.